Where could I go but to the Lord?
Good question. Where could I go? Where should we go? No one can do more for us than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're delighted that God has blessed us with the presence of mind to come on Lord's Day to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we often sing the song, Hold to God, hold to God's unchanging hand. Just a few words from the book of Acts. And chapter is the book of Acts, chapter 1. Acts, chapter 1. And we see for the first time, Jesus, or for the last time rather, Jesus visits with his apostles. He doesn't stay long, and then he's on his way. The apostles have chosen a house that has at least two stories. Did I say chapter one? It has two stories. They are concerned about a number of things, the 12 apostles. They are concerned about a number of things. But Jesus, as we see in chapter 1, they see him as he flies or floats or whatever the case might be. He goes back to heaven. He has finished his commission, chosen his workers, trained them, and now he's going, has gone back. They are meet together in Jerusalem on the second floor. But we come to a point in chapter 2 when your Bible says, and mine does too, that on the day of Pentecost, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and one, and the house was filled with people. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the words, or gave them the apostles that Jesus had brought, had chosen, taught, and trained. He leaves. They see him leave. They wait in Jerusalem for the baptism of the Holy Spirit that was to guide them into all truth. To guide them into all truth. We cannot know what God would have us to do to be added to his church, to be adopted by him as sons and daughters. Therefore, wisdom says, study. Study the Bible so that you can know for sure for yourself what God would have me to do, and do it, holding to God's unchanging hand. Brothers and sisters, as we look over this audience, and as we leave this place, as we came to this place, pardon the colloquialism, but we saw a whole heap, a lot of folks, not on their way to this building, many of them perhaps not on their way to the Church of Christ. Jesus came, bled, and died, trained 12 apostles, 12 men, to teach his word, to carry his word. Those that were given his that Jesus gave information to carry his word did that, and they began to do it on the day of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, the apostles, they are not going to rise from the dead to teach the word of God. Let us enjoy being the adopted children of God. But let us be reminded that God didn't just save us for us. We are to manifest that life as we go here, there, and yon, and seek opportunities and talk to the Lord about it, to share a word for the righteousness of God. When you ride up and down the streets of our cities, you see a church here, there, church, some of everywhere. Jesus taught 12 men, and he taught them the same thing. And when they were baptized in the book of Acts with the Holy Spirit, they were blessed with remembrance of all the things that Jesus had taught them. And in the latter chapter, in the latter verse of chapter 1, they began to preach. They began to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the world, or to the people that were in Jerusalem. That was the beginning, when we read chapter 1, the beginning of the preaching of the Word of God. Humanity, the only way that we can please God when we hear his word is to believe it, receive it, and obey it. One day, God is going to call us from time into eternity. God keeps a book, according to Revelation chapter 20. On every human being. And that same chapter in Revelation says that God is going to have the books open. Where? Think of this. Where do I stand with my God? God wants us as his dear children to live the life, to manifest and be an example for living as a Christian, born of God, sons and daughters of God, and being faithful in living the life. And not just being faithful in living the life, but endeavoring to share it with others. The apostles are not coming back. Jesus is not coming back to preach on planet Earth. The responsibility, and thank God for it, is blessed, that we are blessed with that. Yes. To live the life and to share as opportunity presents itself. We sing the song, hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where the apostles that had been trained by Jesus were. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, and out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. Isn't that wonderful? A whole crowd of folk coming for you to be taught what thus saith the word of God. Verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, the people, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own language, our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, about Cyrene, strangers in Rome, all of these different places were gathered together on this particular day. And the apostles, as we continue to read, were baptized with the Holy Spirit to carry the wondrous message of Jesus Christ. And as they come to the latter part of chapter 1, it shares with us the results of their starting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was already one soul ready to obey the gospel. Let us be mindful of the fact that God has blessed us with the same privilege of the apostles to know who we are, whose we are, and what we are to do with what we with what he has blessed us to know, and not just to know for ourselves. As you go, as we go, let others know. He didn't bring us to this edifice just for this room. He didn't let us build just for us. Let us realize that God has richly blessed us, brought us this far, a place to worship him in spirit and in truth, a place to be taught what thus saith the word of God, that we might obey it and also be liberal in endeavoring to talk to the Father, that we might share his good news. Go on into glory. And when it get to the chapter Revelation, talking about the getting up time, we have the joy. Others have the joy of knowing that I've obeyed the gospel. I heard it, I believed it, received it, and obeyed it. And I fear not what would be the words that my Lord and Savior will say to me on that getting up day. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Love manifested. Being an example, not just with words, but with our actions. Not afraid to live, even if I'm the only one doing it. Let us, church, understand that God has blessed us with the knowledge of his gospel, the mental state to obey his gospel and to share it with others, so that we will, as I said heretofore, we will hear him say, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You've been faithful of a few things. He says, come on. Come on up a little higher. I'm going to make you a ruler over many. And we often sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand. Wrapping this up in chapter in the book of Acts. The apostles preached, as I said before, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the first time in its purity and simplicity on this day. Therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus that you all crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when that crowd heard that first gospel, they were pricked or shocked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, they read it, they want to get it right quick. Peter, the rest of the men, apostles, and brethren, what shall we do? As we, sons and daughters of God, go here, there, and yon, by the grace of God, meet different ones, talk to the Father, let him ask him to bless us to be apt to know when opportunities, as I hear, go here, there, and yon, present itself for me to share a word with him. In verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, when they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day, there were added unto the church about 3,000 souls. This church. What do you mean this church? The church of Christ. The church of Christ. That's the only one that God's gospel adds people to. Chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple, and at the hour of prayer being the ninth hour, and a certain man there from his mother's womb, and a certain man lame rather from his mother's womb, they were able to heal him. And verse 3, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked help. This man that was crippled, couldn't walk. Peter, fastening his eyes on him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed to the request, expecting a piece of money. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. We're preachers. We don't have a whole lot of money. That's what he said. We're preachers. We don't have a whole lot of money. Is that in your Bible? Then Peter. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. He was broke. But such as I have, I will give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up. Get up. And walk. Get up and walk. Gave him a blessing that no one else could give him. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and what happened? Immediately, not after a while, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And the man, he didn't just get up and walk. I think there's a word in that text that starts with an L. He wasn't satisfied with just walking. I got to make sure I'm all, am I dreaming? Leaping. Stood up, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hello, church. God had blessed us to know him, to know his word, to believe his word, to obey his word. It should be a joy, a happiness, when time comes for us to come together and worship him in spirit and in truth, holding on to God's unchanging hand, encouraging one another. When we come together as brothers and sisters, That's encouraging one to another. Amen. I've got a whole lot of praise, a whole lot of words in there. But be that as it may, you'll be back another time, I hope. And so will I. I hope to share a whole lot more. But if you push me, I'll go over to chapter 20 and keep going. Peace. Peace. All is well. Brothers and sisters, God didn't save me. He didn't save you. He didn't save us just for us. He wants us to be examples for others. He wants us to tell others what he has done. God is not coming down from glory to tell others. He has blessed us to hear his word, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Let us endeavor to do the same. Let us endeavor to tell the world, let the world see who, not only who I am, but whose I am. Listen, church, we have the capability by the grace of God to fill this house. To fill this house. We see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people as we go here, there, and yon. Let us talk to the Father and ask him, Father, bless me to be alert to opportunities that you bless to come my way on a regular basis. And may I not be hesitant in sharing your good news. Our Bible says that Jesus died for the whole world. The whole world. He died for everybody. He is depending on us to carry his word to somebody. He's not coming back to do that. Did you understand anything I said tonight? Just endeavoring to help us to know and to realize not only who we are, but whose we are and what he wants us to do. God didn't bring me into the family just for me. I'm to be an example of being a child of God and know what it takes to share that good news with others and seek opportunities and to be alert, not just for me, but prayerfully someone else, a cousin, a mother, a father, son or daughter, whatever the case might be. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. And be not afraid to take opportunities that God blesses us to have to share a word. You can't share it. May not be able to share it all at one time. Preacher, you preaching? Well, I got a whole 2 pages that I haven't gotten to yet. Let us. You remember? No. Amen. If you need prayer, we'll gather together. We'll be glad to talk to the Father on your behalf. Jesus came, taught 12 men to teach his word. All 12 of them were taught the same thing. They preached the same gospel. And when people heard it, believed it, received it, they obeyed the same church, not 12 different churches. Every apostle preached the same gospel, and the gospel, when that was preached and obeyed, the people were added to the same church that the apostles were of. Hear the gospel, believe the gospel, be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to the will of God. Let him believe repentance. Being willing to acknowledge your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin that you've ever committed. And God, same night, same time that you come up out of the body, out of the water, guess what? He adopts you as his dear child. Ain't that good news? Adopted by God. Son or daughter of God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Be not bashful. And be not hesitant to live the life and seek opportunities to share the same. My 15 minutes is up. May God bless you. May God bless you. We have the ability. We have the knowledge. Let us continue to do what perhaps some used to do. You remember when God brought us to this place? Oh, church. Exciting. Talking. Baptism. Woo! It's still us. God hasn't changed. He still wants the whole world to hear his message. And he's not coming down to do it. He's giving us the privilege and the honor of sharing, living his life, his word, and sharing it with others. I'd like to have a song of invitation to be You Fight On. You Fight On. If you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you've heard the word, believe it, receive it, be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed, acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Master, and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of everything, every sin you've ever committed. And God will add you to his family as his adopted son or his adopted daughter, whichever the case might be. You come, and if you've erred from the teaching and already in the body, get right with God so that you will be an asset, not only to God, but an asset to us as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
You fight on, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on, keep your hands.